This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Friday, it's Moose, it's Breezy, it's the Vibe Check-In. We're just...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, that's so... Wow.
You're good vibes.
I just don't have it today.
Well, tis the season, Breeze. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Moose, Breezy, Friday. Where's our friends at? Oh, nobody's here.
Literally, tumbleweeds rolling on the text line. I'm like, right, of course. Actually, there's one person. Didn't tag their name. He said, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Super excited to take my son to the Harlem Globetrotters tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. That's tomorrow.
Did you win it from us? Let us know. Also, love your Big Brother, Big Sister commercial. My son has been waiting for almost two months now. Hopefully, hopeful to find him a Big Brother soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
You want to take on a second?
Well, I don't think that's
He goes, allowed. Well, this is a weird time to announce I'm dropping from the program.
No. That's not actually, that's no. Listen, it is a great opportunity for your son. There are some people that are put on that hold list for a little while because the process when it comes to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, it's extreme isn't the word I'm looking for, but they will not match anybody up who's not meant to be matched up.
Right.
This is for the long haul. So they want to make sure they find the perfect Big Brother for your son or big sister, whoever they match him up with. But have a little patience. I'm sure they're going to find somebody great that you both are going to be very happy with.
Absolutely.
It's a great program.
Coming from the CEO himself, this is Lily. She's here.
What's up, Lily?
Vibes are happy but sad because my BFF is moving to Tennessee on Sunday, so today will be my last day with her. I would drown myself in my own tears if my best friend moved anywhere away from me.
I mean,
I would argue that Fairport's too far, and she works right down the street. I was just talking to my mom the other day because my whole family went to Salt Lake last week.
Yeah.
And she was staying with her best friend from childhood, literally growing up, best friends all throughout life, whatever. And she's like, it's just so nice to be with Andrea. And I was like, if Maddie didn't live close to me, I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't do it.
It would be tough, but then you would have your other 75 best friends to fall back on.
So. No, Maddie's my ride or die. Thank you so much. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. Haven't heard from you in a minute, Amy. Where have you been? My vibes are good today. Finally back into my normal routine. Now we're having family dinner with the kids tonight. Enjoy your weekend, guys.
You too, Amy. Thanks for the love. Where's Nico and Steve? Where's our boys at?
They're in a pizza coma right now.
They're sleeping in. There's no
They're
way.
Like, too much pepperoni and sauce.
I mean, with the vibes up for you guys, the vibes are up for us.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But, we're not.
I just feel like absolute.
Yeah, we don't feel great.
Doo-doo.
I started feeling crappy on Monday, Tuesday. And then Breezy came in this morning and accused me of getting her sick. But we can't prove it. Is it a possibility?
Sure. Our mouths were very close yesterday.
Yeah, we were doing a video where we were like kissing yesterday.
I can prove that. I have it on video, actually.
Here's my question, though. Any nurses or anybody who's more intelligent than us listening, how long would it take if you were to pass germs to someone who was sick? How long... realistically, would it take to get that other person sick?
I'm not saying that the transfer started and happened yesterday. It's been happening all week. We're breathing.
I need to know.
Dirty air.
Oh yeah, right.
We're trapped in here. What?
I just need to know if anyone knows how long would that take? Like a couple days, a couple hours.
And not to mention, I got my brand new walking pad yesterday, which is fire, by the way. I can't use it today because I'm fighting for my life. But I was breathing in even more air yesterday because I was exercising when I was off the air.
It's not a gym. It's a radio studio. So,
well, I got to get my steps in. I have goals. And if you don't want to support me on those, then step back.
You can leave the studio and run up and down the steps. I really don't care.
I'm literally not doing that. I have stuff to do in here.
Vibes are sky high today, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. We do have that last pair of tickets we're going to help you win. For Campy Breezy coming up at 8:40.
Kelly's here listening live from Orlando still. Absolutely loving it. She goes, I love hearing you guys report the weather and what I have to come back to this weekend. Love you guys. Drive safe. It's very, very slippery. How would you know, Kelly? You're in Orlando.
She's looking at that weather app. It is 35 for the high today, though, Kelly.
Right.
Currently 21. Tomorrow, 30. Sunday, 30. Oh, God. Remember when it was 72 on Halloween? Yeah. What a dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming up for the big story of the day this morning, we have other candidates who are very interested in running for mayor of Rochester. When is that election? Do we know?
November.
Okay, that's right. November. Yeah. And, of course, our beloved Fleeky Maliki has already declared his intentions for re-election, but I'll tell you who these people are. And what some of their plans are for The Rock.
Hasn't he been in office for like 17 years?
I don't know. You would know more than I would how long he's been there.
Well, the other one was such a blur, so.
Who was in charge of the Fast Ferry? I believe it was Mayor Johnson. Got that Fast Ferry up and running? I say we bring it back. You know what? You know what? I'm running for mayor. We'll talk about
not
it coming up next.
The Titanic happening on Lake Ontario.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Peaks Y Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So we have other candidates and people interested in running for mayor of Rochester. Of course, our beloved Fleeky Maliki has already declared his intentions for re-election. But we have a city council member by the name of Mary Lupien, dubbed Mary's Guarantee. That's kind of catchy, I guess. Mary's Guarantee Lupien said her platform will prioritize income, housing stability, and, of course, enhancing the effectiveness of first responders, which we all know is, yes, that's very important.
Very much so important.
She says, where instead of trying to attract others to Rochester at our people's expense, we focus on improving the lives of our neighbors because making sure our people thrive is the best way to make everyone want to call Rochester home. That's beautiful.
Period, Mary, period.
Lupien is one of three candidates in the race to become mayor. And then I started thinking, why don't I just do it? You know what I mean? I could do both. I run here in the morning. And then as soon as the show's done, I run to City Hall, right? I do a couple of press conferences. First order of business would be to get lunch at a local bakery. And then I would cut out all taxes. I'd get rid of taxes. So there would be no such thing. I would just tell the local banks to fork it over. Okay, I've thought about this, guys. I have a blueprint. I would tell the cops to respond to every single break-in. How hard can this be? And by the way,
I love how first on your list was taxes. There's people's cars that like literally have not existed in 5 years. You're like, taxes first order of business. Second order, maybe do something about the break-ins.
People would
maybe do something about the smash and grabs.
Are you kidding me? That would be anybody's first priority, was to slash taxes. No taxes out of your paycheck? Come on now. There's ways around it, you guys.
All right, well, listen. So Mary, it doesn't start in the backyard. It starts up top with the big guy.
It started, we got to get the boots on the ground.
You know what my dad says? Biggest Ponzi scheme in America?
The government.
Yeah, the government. So
Mary Lupien, all kidding aside, she looks identical to Mark Zuckerberg with long hair. I don't know if there's any kind of
relation. I love that for her.
I don't know if there's any kind of relation. But if you guys want to see me on the ballot in November, just give us a ring-a-ding-ding. What's coming up, Breeze?
What? You're so unwell. Mary. Yeah, I talked about this girl. She does look like Mark Zuckerberg.
She does. Yeah.
Gingers unite. All right, listen. What? She has red hair. She's beautiful. Last night was crazy. I made the venture to Buffalo, and don't worry, yes, we ice skated the whole way there, the whole way, the entire way, just sheets of ice. I was like, all right, well, I'll crack my head open right here. But we went for a very special reason, because Kelsey Ballerini was performing at Key Bank Center.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how was that?
I mean, you know, I love Kelsea Ballerini. My girl.
And what does she do again? What are her special talents?
She sings.
Well, she's a singer.
She's a magician. What? Like, too much cough syrup for you.
I couldn't tell if she
works at a radio station, doesn't know the biggest artist. Love it. Yeah, we don't know. The wheels are coming off. So anyways, we went to this concert, and we had great seats, good vibes, but something happened that has never, ever happened to me in my 30 years of concert going. And I was shook to the core of my being. So much so that the people I was with were like, we're staying. I was like, we should probably leave. Yeah. I'll tell you exactly what happened coming up next. 98PXY.
How would you like to win $5,000?
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. You had a tough night in Buffalo last night, Breeze.
Yeah, tis the flu season, guys. Moose is sick. I'm sick. And just, it doesn't matter how rich or famous you are, you can get sick too.
That's right.
So I don't care what anyone says. I have access to doctors on site. I have IVs. I have emergency medication. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
No.
It doesn't matter how many accolades you have.
It doesn't.
You can still get sick.
You're puking blood like the rest of us.
And that's exactly what happened to our girl, Kelsea Ballerini, last night in Buffalo. So, guys, if you were there, you know what happened. But if you weren't there, I'll fill you in. Went to the Kelsea Ballerini show in Buffalo at the KeyBank Center last night.
And to clear this up, she is not a magician.
So who is that? I go, not you working for the biggest radio station in the city, and you have no idea who this artist is. Love it.
Okay, name one song we play of hers.
I don't know if we play anything right now. I know we have in the past for sure. But she just, her new album came out a little bit ago, but she was just in a bunch of drama. She had a divorce. It was a whole thing. Anyways, she's stunning, gorgeous, beautiful, iconic. She is everything. She's Grace, she is Miss United States. And what are you laughing at?
Right. Okay, no, go ahead.
Anyways, so
you had me at Miss United States. Right. Okay.
She is she's amazing. And she was signed a couple years back to a smaller record label that's actually owned by the Pagulas, funny enough. So it was funny that she was in Buffalo. Not funny, but like, oh, classic. Of course she's coming to Buffalo. It's been circulating on social media that she has been sick. She's a judge on The Voice. Like, she's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Moose, like, never heard of her. I'm like, all right, great.
Now, The Voice
goes,
is that.
I don't watch anything other than murder documentaries. Like, right.
I mean, true crime. You're speaking my language.
So, she's been sick. It's been circulating. And it's been very apparent. So, we're all worried that she would cancel the show if she wasn't feeling well. We got no word that she was canceling the show.
So you went.
So we went. And we were all excited. I mean, my outfit wasn't that on point, so I'm kind of glad for the outcome. But anyways, so we get there, and we have amazing seats. Vibes are high. I mean, didn't love that it was on a Thursday, but these things happen. And she comes out around 9 o'clock.
Right.
She's singing. She sounds great. She looks great. We're like, oh my God, this woman is an absolute miracle. She sings two songs, breaks, and is like, hey guys, like, if you've been on the internet, you know I'm sick. Like, physically, I feel 100%. My voice is at like 50 though. So you're going to have to help me with the songs. Like, no problem, Kelsea. We got you. So we're singing, dancing, living, laughing, loving. And she gets to song 6 and she goes underneath for a transition. The next part of the set queues up. No one comes out. Lights flicker on. I'm like, oh my God, am I at an operating table? What's happening here? This guy in black comes out with glasses. He's dressed in all black. He looks like he's like, you know, working security or stage hands. He's like, this wasn't the message I wanted to give to you guys tonight. We're trying to avoid this, but Kelsea is sick and she's not coming back out. We're like, wait, what?
Oh, bummer.
Wait, what? And I've never had anything like that happen to me before. I've never had I don't think I've ever had a concert canceled, whether it be sickness or illness or weather or whatever the case may be. I really don't think I have. And I very much have not had a concert canceled mid-show. So that was wild.
Well, at least you got something out of it. How many songs do you think she was supposed to perform?
So she was, I saw the set list. She was supposed to perform 22. She sings 6.
22?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, that's That makes sense. So you were there for how long in total? I mean, what's six songs? 3 minutes apiece? You got to think you were there a half hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah, maybe like half hour.
Okay.
So I was just like, wait, what? So lights come on. Everyone's just like standing there like the meerkat meme. Like,
yeah, I can't believe this is happening. What?
So I look at my friends, I'm like, all right, let's go. Like, you know, I don't know if anybody else is like this. And I think my friends can't stand this about me, but I don't care. I will never change. When I'm done with something, I'm done. Like, let's go. Like, why are we waiting around? Like, we're an hour away from our home. Like, let's go home. Like, no one would come out and be like, ha, gotcha. Like, no. Like, this isn't a joke. Like,
the lights
you know what I mean? And everyone was holding out hope. Like, maybe it's a joke. Like, maybe it's early April Fool's. I'm like, she's literally vomiting in the back. Like, she's on an IV. Like, what are we doing? My friends are like, let's wait. Let's wait. Because he goes, stand by.
Stand by for what?
Don't know. Like, maybe, like, to say, oh, the show is postponed till this day, or
what
you're
doing,
funded, or whatever the case may be.
They're giving her 10 minutes behind the scenes to say, hey, you think you can pull it together? If not, we'll go out there, we'll cancel it. You know, your health is your first priority.
Right.
And she just couldn't muster up the energy. That's right. Fine.
Which is fine. I mean, I think what my biggest takeaway from this whole thing was is, like, I'm not mad at her. Like, it is what it is. People get sick. And I think it's absolutely stupid to be mad at someone for being sick, because people have been mad at me for being Mike Danger. People have been mad at us for being sick before. Me being sick, I had to cancel an event that I was supposed to do during COVID because I literally had COVID, and Don Ellhart was there, and I was like, I can't risk getting Rochester's everyone's favorite grandpa sick. You know what I mean?
Everyone's favorite grandpa.
No, fully.
Right, yeah.
The grandpa of Rochester.
I am proud to say I have not taken one sick day yet.
All right,
one sick day this year.
That's not about you.
You know, and I got to tell you, it's okay if you're sick. Once in a while.
It is.
But and there are some people here that are going to make you feel guilty for feeling sick. You think Patrick Mahomes is going to be sick this Sunday?
No. Hey, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm not going to make it in. I'm so sorry. I'm puking blood. Feel better. Period. Okay. Perfect. Love that. So that's what happened. We got word that it's rescheduled for April. And she canceled. She was supposed to do Pittsburgh tonight and Toronto on Saturday. Those are both canceled as well.
Would you even go back? I wouldn't go back.
Why?
You saw it.
I didn't.
You got six shows.
Six
songs. I mean, what, you're going to go all the way back and see her performance?
It's on a Friday. It's on a Friday.
Yeah, fine. I guess.
So that makes it feel a little bit better. But yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait.
So
and I guess the moral of the story is I've never felt closer to a famous person in my life just because she was in the most vulnerable state. She was literally puking blood.
Yeah, you came
I'm
in
making
this,
that up. She wasn't puking
you
blood.
You came in this morning sick, and I'm guaranteeing it right now. She got you sick. That's where it came from.
Right. The projection of the air particles definitely landed right on my tongue, of course.
98PXY, my mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. Welcome to the show. We made it, and oh, we couldn't be more excited about that. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Moose. That's Breezy Bree.
Good morning.
We're going to get into Parental Confidential here. We got a heavy message from Bree, and I can imagine this is a tough conversation for any parent to have with their kids. And joining us, we actually have a special guest today. 32 for the high today. Bree writes in and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Not sure if this is a topic or not for your show, but I was reaching out to share my story. Recently, I had a miscarriage, and I was about 10 weeks into the pregnancy. My husband and I have two girls, both 6 and 9 years old, and they've been so excited since we told them 3 weeks ago. Now I don't know what to tell them. We're completely at a loss on how to explain this, and we don't have the bandwidth to even try to do the research right now. I do know that I'll have to tell them different things because of their age gap. But has anyone gone through this and had to tell their kids about it? What was said? How did they react? Thanks for any help. It's so appreciated. So, yeah, like I said, this is obviously a tough conversation to have. And Bree, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people listening who have had to do it. But lucky for us today, we're going to be joined by local mental health therapist, Bridget Lucchesi to help weigh in on this conversation. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on the show. I love this segment, and I'm so happy that you have the segment because it gives people an opportunity to share and hear how they handle, you know, sad circumstances like this. Years ago, people didn't even talk about miscarriage.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, it was something that you didn't even talk
very
about.
Very taboo.
So I'm so glad that you're doing this.
Yeah. And thank you for taking the time to come on this morning. We really appreciate it. And obviously not all of the parental confidentials we do are this heavy, but we happen to get this message from Bree today, and it's, people go through it. It's relatable. So I'll let you kind of take it away. How would you, what's the best advice that you have for Bree or anyone going through this who's suffered a miscarriage and has to tell their other children about it?
First of all, Bree, I want to just say I'm sorry for what you're going through. I think that many, you know, we know that this is common and that you going through your own grief is going to be important as you are helping your kids. And so I think as parents, we forget about ourselves because we want to just repair or fix things for our kids.
Right.
We can't fix our kids' broken hearts. We can only help them process it. But, you know, the two main things when you tell children is age-appropriate words, right? Age-appropriate messages. And we know milestone-wise, you can look it up. You can Google milestones for 6 and 9-year-olds. What's age-appropriate language? But I think they're relatively close in age. You can tell them separately or together. If your 9-year-old was 12 and it had sex education, those would be very different conversations.
Right.
But you just want to be very clear. And, you know, you come really just kind of come right out and tell the children that the baby wasn't healthy, the baby got sick inside mommy's tummy, and that the baby died. You don't want to use words like, you know, not go to sleep or went away, because then that would terrify children when they're going to bed and going to sleep. They're very concrete thinkers. They see things black and white.
Very much so.
You know, it's very careful with the choice of your words.
Right.
And then if mommy goes away, is she coming back? So that's why you want to use the exact words. So that's number one, first important.
The verbiage.
And then the second is, it is.
Yeah.
And then just really letting your children guide you with their questions after that. Less is more. If they have more questions, then you answer them. So you keep it simple, straight, and then let their questions guide you. I think it's important to use analogies. So if they've ever, you know, had education on flowers, trees, that it is the cycle of life, that things will live for a while and then they stop living. The one thing about children is we have, when we're young, magical thinking. We can think that it's our fault because we were thinking, oh, do we really want another sibling? Right. Is this really, you know, going to be fun to share our time? And so it's really important to say, I also want you all to know that it's not mommy's fault if she didn't eat right or she ate a hamburger or ice cream or she didn't exercise. Like, none of that is mommy's fault that the baby got sick, and that it's not your fault if you had, you know, it just happens in life.
Yeah,
and
you know, I'm glad you brought that up, too.
Those things are important.
Right, because I'm looking at this message that we have Crystal that's texting in and says she had to have the conversation with her son, who's 5 years old, and he was putting the blame on himself. And she didn't know how to handle that and respond to the questions he was asking, because that's heavy for a 5-year-old to think that he had something to do with mommy's miscarriage. So she would,
absolutely.
She had no idea how to handle that.
It's very common because they have magical thinking. They think, oh, I thought I didn't want a sibling and that's why it's my fault. I made it happen.
Right.
So it's really important to just share with them that is absolutely not true. Even mommy had thoughts like that. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to have 3 kids. This is going to be a lot to manage. Our thoughts don't make that happen. You know, just like when you get, you know, our kids get sick, you can say, we take you to the doctor and they can give you medicine. And we can't do that when the baby's inside mommy's tummy.
Right.
And so when we get sick, we go to the doctor. The doctor can give us medicine and we get better. And unfortunately, when you're pregnant and it's in mommy's tummy, they're not able to do that for babies.
Right.
And so it's, you know, that is really important. And then just continuing to reinforce that.
Sure.
With them.
Nikki, I don't know if you've heard of this book, Bridget. If you guys are just joining us for Parental Confidential this morning, we are joined by a local mental health therapist, Bridget Lucchesi. Thank you for coming on with us to talk about Bree's message, who reached out to Breezy and I, recently had a miscarriage. She was 10 weeks into the pregnancy, and she's struggling how to tell both of her girls, who are 6 and 9 years old, about it. Nikki texted in and said, there's a book called We Were Going to Have a Baby, But We Got an Angel Instead. And she says, my cousin had a stillbirth and found it incredibly helpful with explaining this to her daughter. I don't know if that's a book you would recommend. It sounds like it could be helpful, too. We Were Going to Have a Baby, But We Got an Angel Instead. Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard of that particular book, but any type of resource is helpful, you know, because then it's you're able to read it at night, guide you. There's a book by Dr. Kate White, Your Guide to Miscarriage and Pregnancy Loss, that I use a lot. There's so many resources out there. In terms of the angel piece, it would really just depend on people if they have, religion in their life, if that's a belief system that they have. But any type of resource that you can use. But a lot of times you're exhausted and you're grieving and you're going through it yourself. So I think it's important to know just the basics, like what you say, how you process it, and that it's okay to grieve in front of your children. If you happen to cry, you say, yeah, mommy was sad for a little bit and she had to cry, and now I'm trying to think of happy thoughts so I can move on with my day. But it's okay for us to feel those feelings.
Right.
In kids, you may see it a little bit differently. You may see anger or guilt or acting out, and just know that that is appropriate. And you may want to let, you know, their daycare or their school know. I'm a firm believer in full disclosure because, it takes a village.
Right.
And so the more people that know, the better that if they see that behavior, they're aware of what's going on, and they can understand it and be there for the kids.
Yeah. And this is obviously, I don't know how common this is with women.
Very.
Is the numbers correct when they say one in three? Women?
It changes, but I would say that is probably very accurate. And what's wonderful about the show is that, you know, people didn't talk about it. But then once we started talking about it, you know, grandmothers and mothers would come and say, oh my gosh, that happened to me too.
Right. It opens up the conversation.
It really does. It really does. And to know that you're not alone. And, you know, and remember in grief and loss, people are going to say silly and stupid things to you. You know, have you ever had that? And when you've had a loss in your life and someone comes up and says something, you're like, did she really just say
very
that
insensitive. Yes.
Right. People mean well, but they just don't know what to say. Or they won't say anything at all. And you think, why didn't they address it? And
right.
People are just very uncomfortable with death and grief. And just don't know how to handle it. So I think that's important to have some bandwidth with that.
I think as some of us feel like we always have to give some sort of advice, even if we don't have the best answer. And really, people just want you to listen.
You don't need to say much.
Right. You don't need to try and come up with an answer or try to fix a problem that you're not even familiar with. You know, sometimes people just want you to listen. But,
absolutely.
Yeah. And these are a lot of great points that you bring up, Bridget. I'm glad that we were able to get you on.
Can we have you back?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Okay.
And I think also, you know, support. Like when you say you don't want to give giving advice sometimes isn't the best, but giving support, like, and think about what do they need, you know, and offer a couple of things because they're going through their grief. Remember, grief has stages. You can be angry. You can be sad. You can be bargaining. So you go through the grief stages and you bounce around. You don't go through them sequentially. So as your support system asks you, what can I do? You know, it'd really be helpful if you could help me clean the house or if you could pick up the kids and take them to dinner tonight so that I can just lay in bed and cry because I need that tonight. So I think it's important just to remember, offer your support and ask what you can do and then offer a couple of things because they may not even be thinking because they're going through their own grief process.
Right.
Yeah. Local mental health therapist, Bridget Lucchesi, thank you so much for joining us today for Parental Confidential.
Yes.
In talking about this heavy topic. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to having you back on the show with us very soon.
Every day.
Every day.
She's like,
wonderful.
No.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You know, Bree, thanks. So sorry for your loss. And get the support you need. And talk with your doctors if you need any additional support for your own grief.
Okay. And is there any resources? I mean, as far as you, like, do you have a website or anything people can look you up?
Yeah, plug your socials and stuff.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I do have a website. So they can just, I think if they Google Bridget Lucchesi, it'll come up.
Lucchesi.
So,
okay.
You know, if they need additional support in our offices, I also have some other doctors there that specialize in certain things. So feel free to reach out. I think of myself as a connector. If I'm not the right person, we'll find someone in the community that is.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Have an awesome weekend.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you very soon. All right. Thank you guys so much. Bree, thank you for the message and our condolences again for your loss. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you.
It's Breezy's Big Bets on PXY.
Okay, great.
It actually sounds so much better now that I'm sick. Guys, our boy, our Lord and Savior, Josh Allen. It happened. You know what? He's not going to the Super Bowl, but he got exactly what he deserved last night at the NFL Honors Awards. It was insane. He won MVP. We all were hearing whispers. We all were hearing, could he? He has to. It has to be him beating out Lamar Jackson. And it was a really intense race. They were neck and neck. It really could have gone either way. But I am so happy to speak for all of Bills Mafia when I say we are over the moon for our man, Josh Allen. He and his fiance, Haley Steinfeld, looked
stunning.
Absolutely stunning.
And his parents were
there. Last night, his parents were there. They were sobbing. It was probably one of the most wholesome things I've ever watched. I watched the acceptance speech already 3 times just this morning alone. Josh Allen obviously led the Bills to the AFC Championship game. He was absolutely dominant. He had an amazing season, and I attribute a lot of that to me watching for the first time. And he passed more than 3,700 yards, ran almost 530 on the ground, while also accounting for 40 total touchdowns this season.
He was a beast.
He just crushed it. He really did. I don't know if you have a clip of
let me play
his
some of it.
Speech, but it was beautiful.
Wow. A lot of people to thank. I know I'm going to forget a few, so I apologize in advance. I'd like to thank God, first and foremost, for allowing me to be here today.
Amen.
Period.
I'd like to acknowledge the other nominees, Jared, Joe, Saquon, Lamar, all had great seasons and all could be standing here today, and you guys would be deserving of it.
So humble.
You guys are true stewards of the game. I look up to you guys. I admire you guys. I just look forward to sharing the gridiron in the future with you guys, too.
He thanks his fiance, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank the Bills organization, Terry and Kim Pegula, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott. Thank you guys for drafting me 7.5 years ago.
Yeah, been crushing it ever since.
Yesterday, it really does. And I know this is an individual award and it says most valuable player on it, but I think it's derived from team success and I love my team. D-Doc, thank you for presenting. I really appreciate it. We've got such a great locker room in Buffalo, and it takes everybody from the equipment staff to the training room to the strength staff, to Slick Rick in the mail room to the cafeteria upstairs. Like it truly takes everybody to have team success, and I'm so fortunate to be a part of a great organization.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say, be good, do good, God bless, go Bills. And mm-hmm. he's so humble because, of course, it's an individual award, but he went up there and he thanked everybody, the team, people in the mailroom. He's such a humble guy. This is why we love Josh Allen.
His parents were sobbing in the front row.
Yeah.
His beautiful, stunning fiance was there who, I mean, obviously we don't know anything about their relationship, only what we see online, which we all know is fake. But like, they really do just seem like they love each other so much and they are each other's biggest fans and cheerleaders. And I don't know. I know that football is like, you know, we all get wrapped up in the bets and the watching and all of that stuff. But I truly believe, and you know, it might be biased, but Josh Allen is the most wholesome quarterback in the NFL.
Breezy was watching this morning alone. I come into the studio and she was crying.
No,
I'm like,
literally
wow.
Was sobbing.
All right.
I had like full body chills. Like it was just, he's just the best. He's just the best. So to quote Josh Allen, be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills. He is... Next year, we're going to get that Super Bowl ring for him.
And this has been another segment of...
Breezy's Big Bets.
That's right. The question being asked from our listener, Ashley, is, am I considered a Karen for doing this? How many of you are fed up with people doing this one thing in the gym locker room? Ashley says she brought it to the gym's attention, and instead of saying, thank you, we'll look into it, they punished her instead. We'll get her on the phone with us coming up next on PXY.
It's the easiest.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. We have a listener of the show named Ashley. She texted in this morning. She said she has a bone to pick with her gym. And she's asking us the question, am I the Karen for doing this?
Karen.
And this seems to be the trend on the show with people running into situations at their gym. Because after last week's conversation, we already know that Breezy is a fraud.
Why?
For just stealing your girlfriend's membership. So...
All right, that happened one time.
Hi, PXY. Is this Ashley?
This is Ashley.
Ash, what up, queen?
Ash.
Guys, I had to come to you with this. I had no other choice. You're the only people I could talk to about what just happened to me with my gym.
Oh, my God. Are we your therapist? I'm obsessed.
Yes, free therapy. It's incredible. I highly recommend it to anybody listening.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, what happened?
So I'm at the gym in the locker room, and a girl is taking her traditional mirror selfie pic, and I'm in the background of it. And I'm like, hey, girl, I don't want to be in the back of your picture. Like, can you wait until the locker room's empty? You probably shouldn't even be taking those pictures in here because people get changed. Like, I swim here, too. I'm not trying to be naked in the back of your picture. For
you told her all this?
Instagram.
So
yeah,
you told her?
Very politely.
Okay, you told
very
her all
politely.
This.
Go to the front desk, tell them, like, hey, guys, every day I'm in here, there's a new girl taking the picture in the locker. Like, your whole gym is lined with mirrors. Can they just take the pictures out on the gym floor?
Right.
And not in the locker room where people get undressed?
Ashley, I would even argue taking them out in the gym is not as great either because people are in very compromising positions.
Right, and no one wants to be in the background of your pictures for your social media content at the gym. Like, this is a place people go to, like, de-stress, be comfortable, like,
right,
you know, work on themselves, not be in the background of your pictures.
Correct,
no
Ashley.
No one wants to be in the background of your pictures.
But how many gym selfies do you see a day? Anyone, raise their hand. I see at least 5 a day.
Yeah, well, at least. Every
getting ripped
in
the Halara butt lifting leggings. We all seen it. It's a tale as old as time. Like, let's be so for real.
The ass photo on the vanity.
No, fully. No, every time. It's like, all right.
You would think that this is common sense for some that work out at the gym, but really, it's all about getting those likes.
So continuing on, I go home, flip on the gram, click on my gym's Instagram story, and lo and behold, there's a girl, they reposted, you know, like you guys repost your people that call in and tag you. They reposted a girl in the bathroom taking a picture with people in the background.
Oh, so they don't care.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm really fired up. So I'm like, you are a gym and you are reposting this when it is your rule not to allow this.
Right.
So I reply to the story and I'm like, you guys, and this is not the first time. Like, I've replied to them a couple times already. Like, mm-hmm. Stop reposting pictures of people taking pictures in your bathroom where it's not supposed to be going down.
It's not kosher.
And they blocked me.
You're lying. You're lying.
Your own.
They blocked me on Instagram.
Your own gym blocked you. That is classic.
That is actually insane.
Hashtag blocked.
So, why? Who did you piss off?
I know. Listen, they got mad that I'm like, why are you doing this? And it was right after I said something in the front desk, so the whole gym has a vendetta against me.
I don't understand.
Oh,
like,
dear.
Wouldn't they typically take a complaint like this seriously? Go ahead. I'll block it out. Where do you work out? What's the gym? Yeah, of course.
They've been hounding you for months, Moose.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can I just say, I'm not here to slander any businesses. That's not what we're trying to do, and we're going to block it out anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
sure.
I have had nothing but horrible experiences with this gym as well. I feel like they're very unprofessional, and this does not surprise me at all.
You know, what it's crazy to me, though, Ashley, is that it's the fact that you brought it to their attention. This is not unusual. This is something that would make anyone feel uncomfortable. If you're at the gym undressing in the locker room and somebody's taking photos of themselves in the mirror and you're in that photo and they happen to repost it on their own social media page, you bringing it up, is that really warranted for them blocking you? Who's in charge of the social media over there?
I think it's Ashley doubled down.
Am I a Karen or am I validated here?
So I don't think that you're a Karen. I really don't. But at the same time, I can see where the gym is coming from, because at the end of the day, that's free PR for them. That's free pub for them. Like, yeah, that is great for them. Oh, hot girls go to our gym. Look at her ass, all this stuff. But at the same time, if Betsy, who's 97, is changing out of her wet bathing suit in the background, like, that's not the vibe.
Honestly, though, anybody changing out of a bathing suit whose name is Betsy, I probably don't want to see the pictures anyway.
No, and Betsy doesn't want her photo taken, to be quite frank.
This is why I mind my own business and I keep my head down. Thanks for the call, Ashley. I hope it works out at your gym.
Yep, canceling my membership.
No, you should.
That's what happened.
You should cancel your membership, because you know what? If they're not going to take care of their members and they're only going to prioritize pretty privilege, see ya.
Pretty privilege.
Bye. Bye.
All right, talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so we got a couple text messages. The phones are ringing, and Rob says, so I agree with what she is saying. But like Breezy said, some gyms don't care if you're taking pictures in the bathroom while other people are changing. They say it's frowned upon.
Right.
But if you're posting their company all over social media,
right,
they tend to care less about people's privacy and more about gaining publicity.
That's exactly what I was saying, too.
That's the thing. Hello, PXY. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi. So, okay, whoever that Ashley girl was that just called in can take the stick out of her ass. If she has a problem with people taking pictures of themselves at the gym, then don't come to the gym. Stay home and work out.
Well, it's not easy for everyone. It's not usually convenient for everyone to be able to do that, though.
Okay, but it's always the girls with no ass who are probably overweight that have an issue with other women who are fit taking pictures of themselves.
This is crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not an influencer, but some of my friends are, and some of them actually make good money doing it. So it's part of their job. They have to take pictures, and nobody's in the locker room taking pictures of themselves while other women behind them are changing. Like, what is she talking about? That's ridiculous.
Some people actually are doing that. Some people are changing in the locker room, and some people just aren't self-aware. So they're snapping away.
And then they got to get out of the way, I guess. I don't know. Like, be aware of your surroundings, because if someone is paying for a gym membership and they want to take pictures or progress pictures of themselves posted on their social media, then people at this point should pretty much be self-aware to know what's happening. Either you move, get out of the way, or you don't want to be in the shot. Okay, then stay home and don't come to the gym then.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously a girl who takes selfies in the locker room. And are you recording your workouts too? All of your squats with your tripod?
Sometimes, yeah. The low tripod to get a good angle. Yes. That's the freedom of doing what you want to do.
Okay.
So you set up the ring light?
The ring light in the middle of the gym
crazy. No, not the ring light. There's a lot of lights already in the gym. I think that might be a little bit crazy, but you know, people can do what they want to do. Who am I to judge?
That's fair enough, I guess.
It's just the ass on the ledge for me that, like, literally gets me every time.
The ass on the vanity.
I mean, look, that's all that I really have to say, and I'm sorry if this Ashley girl is triggered, but dumb blondes usually are.
Who said she was blonde?
Wait.
Who said she was blonde?
Crazy for a Friday. I, like, can't even take this all in.
Oh, she hung up.
She's like, I can only assume.
She hung up. I didn't get her name, but the caller ID says Caitlin with a C. That's all I got.
Oh, no.
All right.
Wow. Good vibes on this Friday. Absolutely slinging it. People are like mad at me.
Why?
People are like, actually, they're like, why is Breezy not being Breezy and shutting this girl down? This has never happened. In my entire career, I'm too stunned to speak right now. I'm too stunned to speak.
This text says that girl, whoever she is, just ruined her weekend. Ashley's a friend of mine, and she is beautiful and fit. But unlike this broad, she doesn't have to show it off because she's not insecure. Count your days, the threats.
This person says, this girl is 100% a pick me. This bee is absolutely DeLulu. It's fine for the hot girls to take pictures of themselves. Just make sure nobody else is in them or blur the people out. It's a selfish thing. Consider other people's lives, question mark? Yeah, I get that. I get that.
All right.
This person says expose the gym right now. We can't.
We can't do it.
For legal purposes, we simply can't. So
we can't do
I'm
it.
So sorry.
But I will say, no, I can't do it.
98PXY, Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We made it. 32 for the high today. Oh, my Lord. What a week.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It's time to clear
the air, baby.
Let's get to all your unpopular opinions. What's up, Tracy? Oh, look at this text. I mean, people are on fire today. People are very on edge. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Not having a backbone and becoming a pushover is starting to become the norm when it comes to men, and it's so sad. There, I said it. Just be a man for once. Be a man. Tracy, are you talking to anyone in specific?
Right, what?
Or is this just in general? Text us back.
Mimi's here. She says, last-minute drugstore flowers are worse than no flowers at all on Valentine's Day. There, I said it. The CVS flowers strike again.
She said it's a no-go.
She said last-minute drugstore flowers are worse than no flowers at all.
Oh, my God. I don't understand it with some of these people. What is the problem?
The dead dandelion.
No, they wouldn't sell them. They wouldn't sell them if they're dried up.
I know, but I don't know.
If they look nice.
You know, but you can tell a drugstore flower from a mile away. You can. I'm sorry, but anyone with eyes can.
Yeah. It just sounds really selfish.
I don't know.
Somebody going out of his way to prove his love to his lady.
But it's like not. We've already had this discussion. It's like not. You're not going out of your way at all. You're actually just stopping on the way home.
Nobody said that.
Yeah, she literally said it in her text.
I'm saying
last
in general.
Minute,
I'm not having this conversation with you again. I'm not having this conversation with you again.
I'm not having it. Mimi's having it. I just read.
Mimi is wrong.
All right. Well, we just lost a listener. There we go.
Greg says, I know this is a hot take, but Lamar Jackson deserved to have won MVP last night. They only gave it to Josh because he doesn't have one yet. There, I said it. We're about to lose another listener.
And we're going to lose one more. Greece Chipotle is the worst in Rochester. I'd rather just not eat. There, I said it. That's from Vinny.
You know what? Hold on a second. I got to talk to Vinny for a second. You know me. I'm not a huge fast food guy. And I used to be. But I've had some time to think about this. And I think Taco Bell is tastier and healthier than Chipotle. There, I said it. I think it's better than Chiopatelli. So many people just cake their burrito in their bowls and sour cream and cheese. But Taco Bell, I mean, you can get a lovely chicken quesadilla for half the fat and half the calories. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't eat Taco Bell.
You've never had it?
We
are talking to a girl who's never tried a Big Mac in her life.
My fast food niches are very, very specific. And I'm not trying to be like pick me at all. Like, I really don't care. I just feel like my horizons haven't been broadened.
What do you mean?
I eat nugs from McDonald's.
Oh, you like the nuggies?
I love nugs, but like, and fries, of course, but I would never eat McDonald's ice cream. Disgusting. I've never had a burger from any fast food joint, period.
You've never had a McFlurry? I'd say we should try one, but the machine's always down.
I don't like vanilla ice cream, so like, it's not for me.
Well, that's unfortunate because it is the best flavor around. There, I said
it's disgusting. Any flower from your man is meaningful. I don't care where it's from. There, I said it. Mimi, take a hike. Oh, this person's really mad.
I'm upset too.
They said Chipotle isn't fast food, Moose.
Oh, really?
First of all,
it's fast food.
But Taco Bell is the best.
Why isn't it fast food?
Because you can't go through a drive-thru. You have to get out of your car. It's not that fast.
There's a lot of people, though, that don't go through the drive-thru when they stop in McDonald's. They still go in and order at the counter.
But you have the option.
Okay, that's what...
You have the option.
Got it. Okay.
Hey, brother, Taco Bell's elite. I'm with you on that, Moose. All right, brother.
Yeah, so if you guys want to be healthy and get back into shape this new year, Taco Bell.
This person says, nugs are life, too. Breezy, vanilla custard's the best. You're missing out.
It really is.
What? It tastes like nothing. It tastes like air. You guys are so wrong. You guys are so wrong.
But
what?
Breezy, you're missing the point. It's what you can put in it. You
no,
crush up.
Well, no, the base is air. The base is like nothing. Guys, I'm not having this conversation. I'm too sick. I'm too tired. I'm not doing it.
You know
vanilla
what?
Vanilla ice cream is trash. There, I said it. I'm not going back. You're not going to change my mind. Shut up.
Wait, let's do this.
No, I don't want to do anything. I'm so annoyed. Like,
Breezy,
out of all the flavors in the world, you're going to go with vanilla? Like, what?
The best.
What?
Flavor. The best.
That's
flavor.
Like being like, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? Rochester, New York. What? You live here. That's the most basic answer.
But Strong Museum. There's so much to do here, especially in the summertime.
My God, I'm actually like so mad. I'm like brought to tears right now. This is crazy.
Breezy, will you be my Valentine?
No, I already have one.
I was going to get you some CVS flowers and a McFlurry. Vanilla.
I'm going to throw this at you.
All right, let's. Who else is here?
Let's stop a wait, shall we?
Let's go. Oh, wait. I got to get to Michelle's message. To the girl from earlier, if you need to take pictures of yourself at the gym or in the locker room where people are changing, then it's because you are hands down thirsty. Stop with all the pick me vibes. There, I said it.
Forget elf on a shelf. We got ass on a ledge. Let's go, baby.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys.
Hello.
We have other candidates and people with interest in running for mayor of Rochester. And, of course, our beloved Fleeky Maliki, who has already declared his intentions for re-election. But city council member Mary Lupien, dubbed Mary's Guarantee, Lupien said her platform will prioritize income, housing, stability, and enhancing the effectiveness of first responders, which I believe is so, so important. I don't really know much about this woman. I'm not really sure where she came from. I know that, like they said, that she's been a city council member, not sure for how long, but she is very interested in becoming mayor. Listen, if you can bring back the fast ferry, you got my vote.
Right.
She says, where instead of trying to attract others to Rochester at our people's expense, we're trying to focus on improving the lives of our neighbors, because making sure our people thrive is the best way to make everyone want to call Rochester home.
Ding!
Yeah. Lupien is one of three candidates in the race to become mayor.
Who's the third?
Who is the third?
Moose goes, it's me, surprise.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Breeze. I actually thought about it.
I know you did.
I would basically do the show, then I would run to City Hall afterwards, do a couple of press conferences, I'd go grab lunch, and then I would cut taxes.
You know right. What I mean?
Taxes wouldn't exist. You guys would, if you make a certain amount of money a year, you just have to worry about federal but not state.
Correct.
Right? I would make the local banks fork it over. Yeah, you guys should vote for me. I would tell the cops to respond to all the break-ins. How hard can this be?
Start with the Honda Civic.
How hard can this be? Oh, and, you know, wow. I was looking at Mary's photo this morning, and all kidding aside, I told Breezy, I said, look at this woman. She looks just like Mark Zuckerberg.
Mary and Mark, siblings.
With long hair.
Yeah, she's a ginger. I love that for her.
Mary's Guarantee. All right, well, best of luck to her. Voting is in November, right?
Yeah, you guys, that's the word on the street. But you guys, you know, these things happen. Just go with your heart.
If you want to see my name on the ballot in November, just give us a ringy ding ding.
Just breathe. Okay.
All right, it's time for everyone's favorite game, Campy Breezy.
Guys, we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800.
If you want to see that ship hit that iceberg one more time, we got it for you.
This is our last pair of tickets to go see Titanic live at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. This is for Friday night, 2 weeks from today, February 21st. Breezy currently holds the record at 8-6. She is on fire. But if you think you have what it takes to beat her in pop culture trivia, call us now. Caller 8 wins it. Good luck.
Dollars. Imagine what you could do with that.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
We need caller 8 right now to win that pair of tickets to go see Titanic live February 21st at Eastman Theater.
I don't know about you guys, but I can't wait to watch that ship hit again.
Okay, thank you so much, Breezy. Currently, Breezy holds the record with 8 wins and 6 losses.
I love those odds.
I am just as surprised as you guys are. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
Oh, hi, Caitlin. Happy Friday.
Woo! Woo!
Hi!
Caitlin!
Wait, did you suck the helium out of a balloon this morning?
No, I'm trying to, like, stay in a tonal range that people can hear, not just dogs, but I am really excited.
Yeah!
Okay, we love the energy. I have better news for you this Friday morning. You are caller 8! Caitlin, before we get started, I need you to talk some trash to Breezy. Ready, set, go.
Breezy, said you're gonna go down.
Yeah.
Wow, that was intense.
I'm shaking in my little slippers.
Tell her that her parents don't love her.
No.
Yeah, everyone's like, ew, you're so weird for even putting that out there.
All right, Breezy's gonna leave the room. Get out of here, Breeze.
Caitlin, good luck to you, my friend.
No, you need luck.
Oh, that's
okay,
better.
Here we come. Just because I'm hanging on by a thread and fighting for my life, I'll be fine.
Leave.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the rules are simple, Caitlin. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. Let's go right to question one. Give me your best answer. What city dyes their river green during St. Patrick's Day?
What
city dyes their river green during St. Patrick's Day? You can do it. I'll shorten it for you. I'll give you a hint. It's a city within the United States.
Oh, my goodness. Boston.
All right, we're going with Boston. All right, question number two. In the TV show The Simpsons, what is the name of the family dog?
Oh, I just read about this the other day.
You can do it, Caitlin. You got
5 seconds.
I don't
watch TV. it's not Ziggy. I have no idea.
We need an answer. Clock is ticking.
Bones.
Well, I'm sorry?
Bones. I don't know.
Bones? Okay, sure. We're going with Bones. Question number three. Caitlin, a rubber version of which animal has become an iconic bath time toy?
A ducky.
Okay, we're going with duck. Question number four. When did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? We're looking for a day or a year. A day.
December 7th.
Going with December 7th. And question number five. What famous trial was the phrase, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit, used in?
O.J. Simpson.
All right. That's five right there. I'm going to tally these up. We're going to bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Caitlin, how do you think you did?
Not great.
You don't think you did great?
No. That girl that said meese was the plural of moose.
Yeah.
I almost drove off the road, so yeah. I feel like I'm doing okay.
You good, Queen?
You actually didn't do too shabby. You got 3 out of 5. All right, not too bad. All right, stay put, Caitlin. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We're going to go over our girl, Breezy.
Are you crying? What's happening?
Okay.
No, she's sobbing. Right. Okay, let's go.
I want what she's on. Breezy, question number one. Your record is 8-6. What city dyes their river green during St. Patrick's Day?
Chicago.
Question number two. In the TV show The Simpsons,
yeah,
what is the name of the family dog?
Oh, I don't watch that show.
I don't. We don't care.
Let's go with Judy.
You think the dog's name is Judy? That's your final answer?
Rufus? I don't know.
Okay, all right. We're going with Judy. Question number three. Breezy, a rubber version of which animal has become an iconic bath time toy?
The rubber ducky.
Question number four. When did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? We're looking for a day or a year. When did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor?
My dad is going to kill me.
The clock is ticking.
Oh my god.
3 seconds.
July 16th.
July 16th. All right. Going with Judy and then July 16th. And Breezy, what famous trial was the phrase, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit, used in?
A little OJ moment.
A little OJ moment. All right, let's tally these up. Let's go back over to Caitlin. Hi, you there, Caitlin?
Hi.
You still?
Oh, my God.
You still safe in the Walmart parking lot?
Yeah, I'm safe. Watching somebody plow.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Right, that's wonderful. All right, we're going
to
tally these up.
We don't need to know about your phone search history. Thank you so much.
You were going to say that.
All right. It's looking right now that this game has ended in a tie.
Yeah.
What?
Therefore, it being a tie, that means you, Caitlin, automatically get the win. Congratulations!
We really gotta change that rule, if I'm being honest.
Do you want to go through the board with us real quick?
Yes.
All right. Well, Chicago is the city. Breezy got that right. It was not.
Oh.
Right. It was not Boston. The name of the dog in The Simpsons is Santa's Little Helper, not Judy.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Or Bones.
I knew that.
You did know it. Yeah, but you went with Bones. And then, yes, the rubber duck is the bath time toy we all like to use. You did get this one right, Caitlin. December 7th is Pearl Harbor.
My Breezy, dad would be mad.
Breezy went with July 16th. And, of course, the OJ Simpson trial. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. All right, you got that last two pair of tickets, Caitlin. You are now officially put Breezy at 8 wins and 7 losses.
This is really bad.
I'm sorry. But I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you. Like, honestly, pop all the way off at Eastman Theater.
This is wonderful sportsmanship that we don't always get a chance
yeah,
to see.
Yeah, I'm coming for your throat, Josh Allen. Get me MVP.
Hey, Caitlin, real quick before I let you go. My name is Caitlin from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Caitlin from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Part of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
it up.
You got to bump it up.
Friday. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. It's Moose. It's Breezy. 32 for the high today. Is the sun out? Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
It's peaking in downtown High Falls. Well, most of us have peaked this morning.
That we have.
585-252-9800. We got a friend here who really needs some relationship advice. Let's get into it.
Here we go.
When did the sex become boring? Let's get right into it. This Facebook message we got is from a listener who seems concerned, and she has every reason to be.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I know you talk about pretty much everything on your show, and it's great, but please don't use my real name. I prefer to be called Amy or whatever silly name Moose comes up with.
You got it, Veronica. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're anything you want. I'm having a hard time wanting to have sex lately. Love my boyfriend so much, but I'm just not really in the mood anymore. And he never really seems to be either.
Okay.
We have been together almost 3 years. We moved into a place with each other in Fairport a few months ago. So we officially live together now. And we're around each other a lot. But at night, we'd much rather just watch TV. So far, it's been almost 3 months since we've last had sex. Has anyone else ever felt this way with their partner? Thanks, guys.
Interesting.
Pretty sure they have, Amy. I mean, ask every person who's a member on AshleyMadison.com. You know what I mean?
I hate that website. Yeah, this is tough. I mean, relationships go through ebbs and flows, right? This is how that works.
Yep.
3 years is a significant amount of time.
You got to water one another. You water her, she waters you.
Right. Just water it out. Just feed it up.
Is the sex boring, Amy, or were you and your boyfriend never really attracted to one another? I think it's a legitimate question.
I don't think that's it. I think that, you know, I think there needs to be some spice.
Adam and Eve.
If neither of you are putting in the effort, no spice is going to be had.
No, so. You got to get the spice.
You got to spice it out. You got to get the old spice.
You got to get the old spice, cinnamon. We should be sex counselors.
Oh, my God. So we used to have this sex therapist on with us during COVID.
Yeah.
He was the best. What was his name? Oh, I can't remember. He was honestly the best.
Steve Urkel.
I was obsessed with him.
Nice.
And he'll echo it. I mean, not that I can speak for him, but.
What did he say about situations like this where it tends to get boring in relationships?
He did say, like, you know, this is normal. This happens, you know, and you both need to make a conscious effort to kind of stop it at the door before it goes to a point of no return.
Right, because
you know what I mean?
So far, she's obviously very aware.
Yes.
That they haven't been intimate in quite some time.
Right.
It's been 3 months. And living together, apparently, it sounds like it's not helping because they're always around each other. Either of you work? Are you both remote? You gotta get out of each other's space for a little while. And
you need to miss each
force
other.
Force each other to miss one another. 585-252-9800. This kind of makes you think, 3 years in, they're just a little bored. And I would imagine it's even harder when you've been with someone for 40 years. Like my parents, but that's not really a conversation I want to have with them.
Let's dive into that. Let's go deeper.
Has anyone else experienced this with their partner, especially moving in with each other? Because you just moved in with your girlfriend 3 months?
3 months ago, yeah.
3 months ago?
Yeah.
So you guys still hot and heavy?
Of course, obviously. I mean, listen.
Do you ever do it when her brother's home?
Chill.
Do you?
We're gonna eat that topic. I'm so sick, so tired. Let's not. I think what it comes down to is like living together it does take kind of some of the magic away because you're going to the bathroom in front of each other. You're doing this in front of each other. Like you never really get away from each other.
Yeah.
And I do think, like you said, working from home, if you both work from home, I do not know how couples do that. I don't know.
A lot of my friends,
don't think I could.
They have different offices. One's upstairs, one's downstairs. And, you know, they'll meet in the kitchen for lunch. That's not my cup of tea. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I love that for you if you can afford a house that has two stories. But some people are in a two-bedroom apartment. Like, no. Absolutely not.
I mean, some people.
The housing market today? No joke.
No, I knew a couple that was sharing a studio and both working out of it. I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. How are you doing Zoom calls? How are they doing calls? Well, we put a divider up. Okay, sure. What's up, guys? My name is Christine. I think the problem is too many people approach sex as purely a physical act. And you got to try to create a sexual atmosphere in your relationship, especially in your new place. Like, get fit together. Wear stuff that makes you look good to each other. Engage in sexual flirting or sexting. I know. And listen, I get what Amy's saying, too, because there's a lot of good shows on TV right now. It's a lot of good content.
You would know.
And they're saying they much rather, that listen.
If anyone would know, it's you.
Hey, I like to think at 41, I still have a pretty good sexual appetite, but I love true crime docs.
I don't know anything about that. I love that for you, though.
Jill, who's this person? Not all sex is equal, even with the same person. Me and my boyfriend went 7 months without having sex because we were so bored. But you have to work on it with one another.
You do have to work on it.
And that's, you know, I'm assuming, listen, you're going to have to do the same thing in a marriage.
Yeah.
You're going to get bored. Because too many people base everything off of a feeling. It's not. That feeling's going to go away. The fire's going to burn out.
But I also could argue the same thing about the feeling that you're having now. Like, this does not have to be a forever feeling. This does not have to be a permanent thing. And like,
it's a little hump in the road.
I think that's the problem with our generation, the generation younger than us. Nobody's willing. And I think, honestly, not to go so deep into this, because it's like obviously a whole, you know, thesis like statement and all the things. But I really do believe that our lack of commitment and want and need of marriage or settling down or whatever it is that you want to call it, or maybe even just sticking out a long-term relationship with someone, is that our attention span is the size of a gnat. Yeah. And that goes back to our phone. That goes back to the content we're consuming. And we always want the next best thing. And that transitions into our interpersonal relationships, whether it be with friends or lovers or coworkers or people in between. And people are just so quick to give up on one another because it's like, well, I'm bored and like, it's just not for me. And like, see ya.
Yeah. And listen,
I don't like that.
There are a lot of people, even myself in the past, I've been guilty of this, you know. And when I was talking to my therapist at the time, she goes, what do you think your issue is?
Before you ghosted her.
Right. Before I ghosted her. I said, you know, I think I have a problem sometimes when things stop becoming exciting. I tend to lose interest. And
you need to flourish in that, though.
Right. And that's the thing. I don't have a game plan of how to do that or where to start. I am pretty self. Yeah, I'm pretty self-aware because I live a pretty a lifestyle, I guess you could say, where it's constantly. I don't know.
What are we grabbing at?
I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of excitement, the life I live. I'm constantly on the go. I'm constantly have something to do.
It is, but it isn't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll call you out right now and just say, like, it is, but you can do new things. But also at the same time, how many times can we go to Tin Cup? How many times can we crawl down Park Ave? Like, it is the same thing over and over again, just in different atmospheres or with different people. You know what I mean?
No, it's not so much, like, I'm not talking about like going to the bars.
Well, just like going out in the city, like whether it be bars or restaurants or radio social or whatever, an event that we have to do.
Yeah, sometimes you could just be overstimulated. You know what I mean? Yeah. And sometimes that's all you know. And when things get boring, you're like, okay,
or
well,
when things quiet down.
Yeah, it's hard for certain people.
That. I get that 100%. I totally understand.
I don't know who this person is. They don't even name. They said, I'm not sure if boring is the word, but I definitely go through phases of just not wanting it at all. Like, it's not a thought in my head. 14 years together with my husband, he's always been the one to keep the sex alive. And I honestly have a lot of guilt, but I've never been able to find my libido.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like for us, and I don't know, I can't speak for anybody else. And I honestly can't even speak for you. I'll speak for myself, and I wonder if other people are like this. I feel discomfort in stillness and, like, just, like, chill. Like, I need something. Like,
but that's what I'm – that's exactly what right. I just said.
100%.
That you're the same way.
Right.
Because with what we do, there's a lot of excitement that's attached to it. And sometimes, like, when we do this show.
Right.
When we get off the air – we're overstimulated, right. And we have to come down from that. And usually the come down is the worst part because you're looking for the next best thing.
Right.
I had this conversation with my acting teacher in LA. I was doing this film, but I was on set for 4 months. And I was so overstimulated because I'm living my dream. Yeah. It's so exciting. And he sat me down and he goes, hey, listen, when this comes to an end, it's back to reality. What are you going to do to keep yourself grounded? Because most people I know turn to drugs and turn to alcohol because they're looking for that next high.
Right.
And he was not kidding. I had to get up the next day after wrapping up this film after 4 months, drive 4 hours away and sell skin cream at a convention center. I was depressed.
I was depressed.
I got drunk that night. I'm like, everything he said was true.
Yeah. I'll get to this text before we wrap up here, but this person says, I completely agree that moving in, you probably spend way more time together, which is filling emotional buckets other than sex. Find at least one day a week to go out with friends or hang out at somebody else's house and do something not together.
Yes.
And agree that with others, you have to work it out. Buy a little sexy something to wear wear it while watching TV. One thing will lead to another. You have to talk about it, especially now that you live together. This is just a friendly listener sharing a friendly word of advice.
It's an open conversation you guys have to have. And I'm, you know, go to Kohl's. You know, think they're always having a sale. Buy some sexy lingerie.
They really are. Like, I just bought a really cute set from there. I mean, it was sweatpants, but it was really cute.
I hope this helped a little bit, Amy. We really appreciate the vulnerability and you sending us your message. We always do. She sent this over at Facebook we got yesterday, but talk to each other, have an open conversation. It's not always going to be fun. It's going to be boring sometimes. And I wish I was the type of person where I could take my own advice.
Especially now in the winter, it's mayhem. It's absolute mayhem.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hi, mornings, Moose Breezy. We got a listener on the show named Ashley who texted in this morning. She's got a bone to pick with her gym, and she's asking the question, was I the Karen for doing this? And it seems to be a trend on the show because we've been talking about a lot of... We've had a lot of gym conversations.
We have.
Especially last week. We all know that Breezy was up against fraud for stealing her girlfriend's membership.
Crazy.
Let's get right into it. Hi, good morning, Ashley.
This is Ashley.
Ash, what up, queen?
Ash.
Guys, I had to come to you with this. I had no other choice. You're the only people I could talk to about what just happened to me with my gym.
Oh, my God. Are we your therapist? I'm obsessed.
Yes, free therapy. It's incredible. I highly recommend it to anybody listening.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, what happened?
So I'm at the gym in the locker room, and a girl is taking her traditional mirror selfie pic, and I'm in the background of it. And I'm like, hey, girl, I don't want to be in the back of your picture. Like, can you wait until the locker room's empty? You probably shouldn't even be taking those pictures in here because people get changed. Like, I swim here, too. I'm not trying to be naked in the back of your picture for
TikTok. You told her all this?
Instagram.
So yeah, you told her?
Politely.
Okay, you told her all
politely.
This.
Go to the front desk, tell them, like, hey, guys, every day I'm in here, there's a new girl taking the picture in the locker. Like, your whole gym is lined with mirrors. Can they just take the pictures out on the gym floor?
Right.
And not in the locker room where people get undressed?
Ashley, I would even argue taking them out in the gym is not as great either because people are in very compromising positions.
Right, and no one wants to be in the background of your pictures for your social media content at the gym. Like, this is a place people go to, like, de-stress, be comfortable, like,
right,
you know, work on themselves. Not be in the background of your pictures.
Correct,
no
Ashley.
No one wants to be in the background of your pictures.
But how many gym selfies do you see a day? Anyone, raise their hand. I see at least 5 a day.
Yeah, well, at least. Every
getting ripped
in
the Halara butt lifting leggings. We all seen it. It's a tale as old as time. Like, let's be so for real.
The ass photo on the vanity.
No, fully. No, every time. It's like, all right.
You would think that this is common sense for some that work out at the gym, but really, it's all about getting those likes.
So continuing on, I go home, flip on the gram, click on my gym's Instagram story, and lo and behold, there's a girl, they reposted, you know, like you guys repost your people that call in and tag you. They reposted a girl in the bathroom taking a picture with people in the background.
Oh, so they don't care.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm really fired up. So I'm like, you are a gym and you are reposting this when it is your rule not to allow this.
Right.
So I reply to the story and I'm like, you guys, and this is not the first time. Like, I've replied to them a couple times already. Like, mm-hmm. Stop reposting pictures of people taking pictures in your bathroom where it's not supposed to be going down.
It's not kosher.
And they blocked me.
You're lying. You're lying.
Your own.
They blocked me on Instagram.
Your own gym blocked you. That is classic.
That is actually insane.
Hashtag blocked.
So, why? Who did you piss off?
I know. Listen, they got mad that I'm like, why are you doing this? And it was right after I said something in the front desk, so the whole gym has a vendetta against me.
I don't understand.
Oh, like, dear.
Wouldn't they typically take a complaint like this seriously? Go ahead. I'll block it out. Where do you work out? What's the gym? Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. They've been hounding you for months, Moose.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can I just say, I'm not here to slander any businesses. That's not what we're trying to do, and we're going to block it out anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
sure.
I have had nothing but horrible experiences with this gym as well. I feel like they're very unprofessional, and this does not surprise me at all.
You know, what it's crazy to me, though, Ashley, is that it's the fact that you brought it to their attention. This is not unusual. This is something that would make anyone feel uncomfortable. If you're at the gym undressing in the locker room and somebody's taking photos of themselves in the mirror and you're in that photo and they happen to repost it on their own social media page, you bringing it up, is that really warranted for them blocking you? Who's in charge of the social media over there?
I think it's Ashley doubled down.
Am I a Karen or am I validated here?
So I don't think that you're a Karen. I really don't. But at the same time, I can see where the gym is coming from, because at the end of the day, that's free PR for them. That's free pub for them. Like, yeah, that is great for them. Oh, hot girls go to our gym. Look at her ass, all this stuff. But at the same time, if Betsy, who's 97, is changing out of her wet bathing suit in the background, like, that's not the vibe.
Honestly, though, anybody changing out of a bathing suit whose name is Betsy, I probably don't want to see the pictures anyway.
No, and Betsy doesn't want her photo taken, to be quite frank.
This is why I mind my own business and I keep my head down. Thanks for the call, Ashley. I hope it works out at your gym.
Yep, canceling my membership.
No, you should.
That's what happened.
You should cancel your membership, because you know what? If they're not going to take care of their members and they're only going to prioritize pretty privilege, see ya.
Pretty privilege.
Bye. Bye.
All right, talk soon.
Okay, bye.
You saying you keep your head down and mind your own business is the biggest laugh I've ever had.
Depending on what it is.
You literally were scaling a neighbor's house to see if they were cheating on their spouse. But okay, thank you.
Okay, let's so this is a great text. Somebody texted in and said, so I agree with what she's saying, but like Breezy said, there are some gyms that don't care if you are taking pictures in the bathroom while other people are changing.
Right.
They say it's frowned upon, but if you're posting their company all over social media.
Right, it's free pub for them.
Well, yeah, they tend to care less about people's privacy.
They're like,
and
just
more
tag
about
us.
Gaining publicity. I don't know how true that
Make
is.
Make sure you tag us.
I don't know how true. Let's get to the phones. PXY, go ahead, you're live.
Hi. So, okay, whoever that Ashley girl was that just called in can take the stick out of her ass. Because if she has a problem with people taking pictures of themselves at the gym, then don't come to the gym. Stay home and work out.
Well, it's not easy for everyone. It's not usually convenient for everyone to be able to do that, though.
Okay, but it's always the girls with no ass who are probably overweight that have an issue with other women who are fit taking pictures of themselves. But some of my friends are, and some of them actually make good money doing it. So it's part of their job. They have to take pictures. And nobody's in the locker room taking pictures of themselves while other women behind them are changing. Like, what is she talking about?
But,
that's ridiculous.
But some people actually are doing that. Some people are changing in the locker room, and some people just aren't self-aware. So they're snapping away.
And then they got to get out of the way, I guess. I don't know. Like, be aware of your surroundings, because if someone is paying for a gym membership and they want to take pictures or progress pictures of themselves posted on their social media, then people at this point should pretty much be self-aware to know what's happening. Either you move, get out of the way, or you don't want to be in the shot. Okay, then stay home and don't come to the gym then.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously a girl who takes selfies in the locker room. And are you recording your workouts too? All of your squats with your tripod?
Sometimes, yeah. The low tripod to get a good angle. Yes. That's the freedom of doing what you want to do.
Okay.
So you set up the ring light?
The ring light in the middle of the gym
crazy. Not the ring light. There's a lot of lights already in the gym. I think that might be a little bit crazy, but you know, people can do what they want to do. Who am I to judge?
I don't know.
That's fair enough, I guess.
It's just the ass on the ledge for me that, like, literally gets me every time.
The ass on the vanity.
I mean, look, that's all that I really have to say, and I'm sorry if this Ashley girl is triggered, but dumb blondes usually are.
Who said she was blonde?
Wait.
Who said she was blonde?
Crazy for a Friday. I, like, can't even take this all in.
Oh, she hung up.
She's like, I can only assume.
She hung up. I didn't get her name, but the caller ID says Caitlin, with a C. That's all I got.
Oh, no.
All right.
Wow, good vibes on this Friday. Absolutely slinging it.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I mean, this is a lot of people that are very upset about
this.
Yeah,
this person says, this bee is Delulu.
This bee.
This person says, this girl is 100% a pick me. This person says, her issue wasn't that people were taking pictures of themselves. Her issue was that people were taking pictures, including others in the background, without their consent.
But the fact that the gym doesn't care blows my mind. Good morning, guys. The girl, whoever she is, just ruined her weekend. Ashley's a friend of mine, and she is beautiful and fit, but unlike this broad, she doesn't have to show it off because she's not insecure. Count your days.
Oh, okay.
The threats. We're making threats. Oh, my God.
It's okay. Like, this is a happy space, right?
Not today. I can't even begin to express how incredibly nice it is right now to see the sun coming through the window.
Yeah. And to hear Sabrina Carpenter sing about kissing when that's kind of what we were doing yesterday. And I think this is how I ended up in this situation, if I'm being honest.
Now, be careful. Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. All right, let's just get right to it before we wrap this show up in a little bow. Breezy and myself, but we're both incredibly sick. I've been sick all week. She's been fine. And then she comes in this morning claiming that I got her sick. She can't prove that.
You did. We literally did.
But realistically, though, all kidding aside, you don't know where it came from.
You're the only one I know who's sick. So, and I'm locked in a room with you for 5 hours a day. So I'm breathing your dirty air.
I can't accept it.
I don't know why you are so resistant on this. Like, this is something that the proof is in the pudding, King.
Not necessarily. Like, no.
No, it is. Because you know what?
Right, guys? You can't point your finger at someone who's sick and say, you got me sick.
But not I think...
I'm insulted.
But that's what I think it is, right? I don't know what it is. It boils down to this. Flu season is among us. Everyone's getting COVID again. Everyone's like just not well, right?
I'm swallowing shards of glass.
Literally swallowing shards of glass. Just a Tuesday, right? And I think people have such a hard time taking ownership for spreading illness.
Oh my God.
And they find it so incredibly insulting. And it's like, I'm not just pulling this out of thin air. It's not like I'm making up that you have an STI or something crazy. Like, you're sick.
You went to a concert last night in Buffalo. And then last Saturday, you were out at the bars drinking out of other people's glasses. You don't know where you got it from.
If that was the case, I would have been sick. Okay?
Not necessarily.
I got sick today after hanging out with you. And yesterday, we were filming something, and I basically gave you CPR. And I don't know. I'm just saying.
Not fully. But that's the question I have.
There was no tongue. No.
Does anyone? I got to ask my sister-in-law. She's a nurse. How long does it take for someone to get sick?
And why can't you just own it? You got me sick.
There's no proof.
There is proof.
There's no proof.
I literally came in this morning. He's like, good morning, Breeze. I'm like, you literally got me sick.
She didn't even say hi. Just attitude right off the bat.
I look like absolute garbage. I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
How is this different than any other morning?
Well, normally I brush my hair. Different.
I'm so ready
for the weekend.
My girlfriend
just texted me, why the heck are you kissing Moose? Oh, I should have been kissing Moose.
Somebody sounds peanut butter and jelly. Oh, yeah. No, she's right.
No, she is right. She's fully right. Not us in a throuple. No, but like, I really just believe.
If we were in a throuple, you would get out of paying for everything.
Yeah, no, that's the only reason I would want
to
do it.
You wouldn't drive. You would contribute nothing to the relationship.
This is taking a massive turn, but I truly believe that if you just prove to someone over and over, time and time again, how bad you truly are at something, they're never going to ask you again. That's why
I never drive.
That's why I never clean. So yeah, it's all good. It's all good. But anyways, if you have a coworker that's just coughing all over you and all over your keyboard and all over your mouse and all over your space, they got you sick, period, point blank. The proof is in the pudding. I can't. I want a scientist to call in right now, 585-252-9800. Or a doctor.
A scientist.
Whatever.
A scientist. Yeah. At least when I sneeze, I cover my mouth. You just do it in midair. It's disgusting. That's what your dad does.
Sometimes I can't control it.
Sneezes all over the dashboard. What the hell, Todd?
No, literally. It's a lot.
All right. Well, listen, feel better. And, you know, you guys too, if you're not feeling well, just, you know.
Stay home. Wear a mask. You should have been wearing a mask this whole week. That's the problem with you. You should have been wearing a mask.
Do good. God bless. Go Bills.
Okay, Josh.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.